This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 2015 Illinois corn yield estimates were released on Friday by the USDA National Ag Statistics Service. Corn yield estimates for counties in the WSMI listening area were as follows. Sangamon County, 183.5 bushels per acre. Christian, 189.7 bushels per acre. Montgomery, 169.8. Macoupin, 152.5. Green, 150.5. Jersey, 159. Madison, 169.8. Bond, 159.9. Fayette, 154.4. Once again, those were the 2015 county yield estimates for corn in Illinois, and the state yield average was 175 bushels per acre. The 2015 Illinois soybean yield estimates were also released on Friday by the USDA. The soybean yield estimates for counties also in the WSMI listening area were as follows. Sangamon, 60.7 bushels per acre. Christian, 60.2 bushels per acre. Montgomery, 56.6. Macoupin, 55. Green, 55.9. Jersey, 53.7. Madison, 55.1, Bond, 48.5, and Fayette, 50.4. Once again, those were the 2015 county yield estimates for soybeans in Illinois, and the state yield average was 56 bushels per acre for soybeans. In National Ag News, the Dow-DuPont merger will create three spinoff units, of which the companies announced headquarters for last week. Following the merger, DowDuPont will separate into three businesses: agriculture, material sciences, and specialty products. The specialty products unit and the agriculture unit, whose name will feature DuPont, will both be headquartered in DuPont's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, according to Reuters. The material sciences company will be based in Midland, Michigan, Dow's current home, and will feature Dow in the company's name. The company will also operate two global business centers in Johnston, Iowa, where DuPont Pioneer is based, and Indianapolis. The split will likely occur within 2 years after the merger is completed sometime later this year. Dow and DuPont agreed to an all-stock merger last year that valued at $130 billion. The Litchfield HSHS St. Francis Foundation and their Agriculture Committee are hosting a farm family event on March 2nd at the Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. I talked with Paula Endress and Megan Bertolino, both employees at St. Francis, who have been helping plan the event. Visiting today with a couple ladies from St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield, we're going to be talking with Paula Endress and Megan Bertolino. Ladies, there's an exciting event coming up in March that we want to touch on, the Farm Family Event. And I guess we'll start out with Megan and talk about some of the health screening options that are going to be available at the event.
The health fair participants this year will be the labs from St. Francis Hospital, and they will be doing a comprehensive blood screening as well as a hemoglobin A1C blood draw. We prefer that our participants pre-register to come to the fair for the blood screening because they need to fast 10 hours prior to. We also have Dr. Roger Wieck. He will be doing skin cancer screenings. Maple Street Dental Clinic will be doing oral cancer screenings. Mid-America Audiology Group will be doing hearing screenings. And then from our hospital, we will have people doing blood pressure checks, talking about sleep apnea. Pharmacy will be there to answer any questions about medication. Physical therapy will be available to answer any questions, and then we will have a dietitian to provide information about healthy eating habits.
And I guess either Megan or Paula can answer this. Where will the event be taking place, and when? What day and time and things like that?
The event will be on Wednesday, March 2nd, and it will be out at Lincoln Land Community College. The health fair part will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then following that will be the speakers and the lunch, and it will go until 1 o'clock.
And we'll switch gears now and talk to Paula. You helped with the planning of the speakers, so who can people expect to hear from at the event?
Well, we have a great speaker this year. We're really excited. His name is Stephen Dumsdorf. He's a CPA from Kerber Eck and Brackel St. Louis office, and his topic is going to be the top 5 tax issues facing farmers. And then he's going to be followed by a panel discussion, which is going to be led by Todd Gleason, who's a U of I farm broadcaster. And he was present last year for our farm family event and did a great job. And he brings some market experts with him, and they talk about current market trends and issues facing farmers. And there'll be plenty of time for question and answer sessions for both speakers.
And is there any cost to attend this event? And I know Megan mentioned to register beforehand. So how can listeners do that as well?
We prefer that you register before the event due to the comprehensive blood screening and the hemoglobin A1C. And if you want to register for those screenings, you can call me at 324-8206. Last year, we had up to 75 people attend the event, and we still have plenty of room for registration. We will take walk-ins that day, but we do prefer that you call ahead. And I will be taking phone calls prior to the day before the event, and there is no cost whatsoever for any of the screenings.
And there will also be a lunch provided as well?
Yes, there will be. Our HSHS St. Francis Hospital Dietary Department they have planned a wonderful hearty meal of meatloaf and chicken tenders, mashed potatoes, vegetables, a wonderful dessert. So it's going to be a nice meal. We have entertainment provided by some of our own Litchfield High School musicians. So I think it's going to be a nice event. And we do this as a free event, as Megan mentioned, and a special thank you for all the farm families in our Macoupin and Montgomery counties for all that they do for us.
Something we haven't touched on yet is who is invited to attend.
Basically any farm family. So that would include the farmer and his wife or hired hands, anyone that resides in that household.
Anything that I haven't asked either of you about the event or anything else that you would like to share with us?
I don't think so. Thank you. We just look forward to a great turnout at Lincoln Land, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Well, you are very welcome, and just real quick, remind us again what time the event starts and what day and the location.
The event is on Wednesday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. The health fair will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and it is at Lincoln Land Community College here in Litchfield.
Paula Endress and Megan Bertolino about the Farm Family event on March 2nd. And once again, to make a reservation, you can call Megan at 217-324-8206. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.